GIO Business Insurance. Protect your small business. Call 131010 today.
Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to BankWest. Go low with a BankWest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
And Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com is back in the studio with us, I'm pleased to say, and also back from Singapore where we last spoke to you. How are you, Roger?
I'm well rested, and I was much warmer, I have to say, over the last couple of weeks.
Can I just, one thing, when you were in Singapore, were you in enthused by the prospects of growth that we're in a different country and not Australia?
I was absolutely gobsmacked by just how much money is in Singapore, so much so that I did think to myself, and I share this with you quietly, Ross, just between you and I, that I did have a little chuckle to myself when I was watching one of the international transmissions of an Australian program where an Australian expert was saying that Darwin was going to become a financial centre of Asia. And when I looked at how much money was in Singapore, I did ask, and I looked at the infrastructure that they have in place to allow investment there so freely and so cheaply in terms of tax, I asked myself, well, why would anyone leapfrog Singapore to make
it's a very
Darwin
good question. Very
a financial centre of Asia?
I
just can't see it happening.
A really important thing, because if you're setting up a business that you want to point at Asia right now, the question is, what has Australia got going for it in terms of positive, you know, implications for you to create your business in Sydney or Brisbane?
We've got a great lifestyle here, but we've got prohibitive tax rates compared to places like Singapore. We can't employ, we can't employ people on the sort of rates that they manage to get away with in Singapore. And of course, we've got anti-money laundering legislation here, which prevents the washing of money through casinos. So, it's just, there's no incentive.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Just one other thing, China, we've seen some economic numbers come out. The IMF also downgraded its growth forecasts, but forecasts last week were better than expected.
Yeah, look, better than expected, but a lot slower. And what we've 60% of our merchandise exports goes to Japan and China, and both countries are slowing down. What was really interesting was that in Japan, which is China's most important trading partner, they saw their machinery orders fall by 14.8%.
So as a result, you're saying that looking at the raw material
sector, BHP, Rio, those sort of companies.
Fortescue, we've seen them well down.
It may look like good value, but it could be a value trap.
In other words, don't jump in too quickly because
exactly.
There could be better value down the track. Yet these companies still have the dirt in the ground.
Oh, they absolutely do. But as we've been saying for a while, as China slows down and their need for iron ore slows down, we're going to find the price of iron ore falling and their margins are going to come off. You see, between 1985 and 2004, iron ore traded between $11 and $15 a tonne.
But is it inevitable that long term, the world still needs energy and it needs iron ore?
Yeah, they do, but maybe not as much as they've been demanding. What we've seen is a big spike. It could just be a short term one.
Interesting stuff. Roger Montgomery there. Can I tell you that earlier in the program, we told you very much about this particular band, iconic, Deep Purple. See you tomorrow night here on Money News.